The incoming Republican House leadership, having won the largest political sweep since 1948, at least 65 seats in the U.S. House, were all smiles as they told reporters at a news conference that Obama now has to change course or face a solid wall of no to his agenda in Congress.
We're going to continue and renew our efforts for a smaller, less costly, a more accountable government here in Washington.
Many analysts here in Washington are now predicting political gridlock over the next 2 years between the White House and Congress. But after the Republicans held their news conference to talk about the post-election strategy, President Obama and the Democrats held their news conference and said they will try to reach out to the Republicans. Obama said it didn't feel good to get beaten so badly. Voters are, his word, frustrated over the economy, and he'll try to find what he called common ground and consensus with the new Republican majority in the House. But he admitted that his campaign pledge for change has not happened.
One of the reasons I think that people were excited about the campaign was the prospect that we would change how business is done in Washington. And we were in such a hurry to get things done that we didn't change how things got done.
At a discussion by experts on the election results, agreement that the midterm elections were a repudiation of the Obama administration's domestic policies, and that chances are Obama will face a new Congress in January demanding spending cuts, fiscal austerity, and a rollback of his health care reform.
The change in the House of Representatives makes it pretty hard for the Democrats to push through significant policy change in the Obama administration to get what it wants.
I think this is a repudiation of government generally and the growth of government. He's associated with that by a big spending bill, the stimulus bill, and also TARP, bailing out bankers and people on Wall Street. They hated that.
Even Obama's war and occupation of Afghanistan could be affected by the Republican victory, reflecting majority opinion opposed to the war.
I think the big issue is going to be the war in Afghanistan and what happens there. It wasn't an issue in this election, but it's, depending on what happens next summer with the surge and the withdrawal, if things don't go the way the president had hoped they will, I think it's an issue.
The panel concluded that so many key Obama allies in the House and Senate lost their seats, the president will find it very difficult to get anything done when the new Congress meets. On the street, many say they've given Republicans now an opportunity to rescue the economy.
But they broke it in the first place.
Indicating that many are skeptical that putting Republicans in charge of the House is the answer. But meanwhile, the Republican victory was a sobering reminder to the White House that if its pledge to seek post-election bipartisanship fails, the next 2 years will probably be consumed with bickering and stalemate and no solution to the worst economy in three generations. Mike Kellerman, Press TV, Washington.